Later in the year, the Nobel Prize Committee surprised everyone by giving the Peace Prize to the president.
We're guessing it was for an amazing act of diplomacy he conducted during the summer.
Here is your first quote.
What's wrong with Budweiser? Why do you hate Budweiser?
That was White House spokesman Robert Gibbs doing his best to fend off probing questions about what big event on Thursday.
Oh, that was when the president was going to have a beer with the policeman and the professor at the White House.
Exactly right. The beer summit, beer-a-palooza, whatever you want to call it. Here's a lesson for you kids out there. The next time you cause a national argument about race, have your beverage preference at the ready. The hot-tempered, arrogant professor, the rogue cop, they got to have the beer of their choice with both the president and, this is an unexpected bonus, the vice president, Joe Biden. He often serves as the president's wingman when they're out drinking. By the way, this is true. The day before the meeting, another Boston cop sent an overtly racist email to a journalist. Clearly, he was hoping for a plate of hot wings. Now, the press at this event was kept 50 feet away. They couldn't overhear anything, but we...
Stopping Joe Biden.
I know. But using the videotape, we did some lip reading, and we have a partial transcript. Professor Gates, you didn't actually expect me to drink this swill, did you? Officer Crowley, if you're not going to finish it, dude, I will. Vice President Biden, hey, guys, great times. Hot man, I love a brewski. Hey, have you guys ever heard me burp the entire alphabet? President Obama, yes! Now, we looked into the history of Obama and beer, because there is a history. It looks like he drinks whatever is popular locally. This week, he had Bud Light, the best-selling beer in America. But on the campaign trail in Pennsylvania last year, he enjoyed a local brew, Yingling. In May in Indiana, he ordered a Bud. In North Carolina, it was PBR. In West Virginia, he ordered homemade corn liquor. In Florida, in the 08 campaign, vodka and Ensure. So we are ready to identify President Obama's preferred brand. It's Panderbrow.
Oh, really?
You people are still stuck in the honeymoon period.
Yeah.
Aren't you?
Apparently. Do you guys have any thoughts about the beer summit?
I would love the conversation involved. Like, whether or not to let Joe Biden in on this. Can you imagine?
What happened was he didn't say anything. He just showed up at a meeting to discuss it wearing his beer hat, which is the hard hat with the little holders and the tube coming down. I'm like, all right, Joe, you can come.
Beer at our house just meant we were out of whiskey.
That or it was breakfast time.
Yeah.